When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And boy, you know, you can find us on Facebook these days as well. So go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Certainly appreciate that. Check out all the great stuff that I post during the week, great animal stories, pictures, videos, and such. And boy, I have to say, looking over my shoulder, it is a pretty nice day outside. Some sun, and it looks a little hazy over there, though. But looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, across the desk from me, that would be Animal World production engineer Mike Roberges here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey.
Nice to have you back in the studio.
Oh, it is so nice to be back. I tell you, last week was a first in all of these years of broadcasting this show, which I think is probably 22 years or more at this point. Last week was the first Sunday that we actually last minute had to tap dance and make a change because I got hit with the flu and I just could not do the show.
The flu has been brutal this year, particularly on us older folks. I don't know how to say that nicely.
Well, you know,
that's
going to be one of the points I made is that there seems to be something to be said for that thing about you get older. It's tougher to deal with.
Yeah, particularly if you've got other stuff going on. I know there's been a lot of, unfortunately, deaths that have occurred as a result of the flu.
Yeah.
But there's, as my understanding is that there's, in the large cases, large amount of cases, there's been underlying health issues that have, you know, combined and contributed to one's demise, which is horrible. But you know, I guess the takeaway is be careful.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that. From all that I've learned with my experience through this, it really is a brutal flu this year. I realized going through this process that I've been very fortunate over the years that I guess have only gotten like colds in the winter and admittedly more in the last few years than I've gotten before, but I don't ever remember being as sick as I was.
Oh, huge difference. There's nothing wrong with getting a cold. It's just your body's saying, hey, I'm strong enough to fight and defend, and you know, you have the antibodies. But a flu is a different deal, much different deal, very serious.
It really is, and there seems to be a pattern to this flu. They were telling me at the walk-in clinic in Monroe that it really has reached kind of epidemic proportions, and that it isn't just a simple flu and get over it sort of thing. I mean, as you all may recall, I did have a cold thing sort of in December,
right,
that I picked up, I thought, at Thanksgiving from the family. And it was kind of weird in that it kind of came and went. And they say that's kind of the pattern. But by, you know, I think the end of December, I felt that I was, you know, certainly into January was completely over it. And then all of a sudden, it was a week ago. Oh, boy, I don't know. I think Wednesday night. I woke up in the middle of the night coughing again. I thought, well, gee, that's weird. And they say, though, if it comes back that big time, second time, like it happened to me, that's when it really hits at the brutal level. And I'll tell you what, my fever spiked. I just tanked. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, Wednesday going into Thursday, I've got time and I'll be fine by the time Sunday rolls around. You know, well, not kind of the case. By the time Saturday rolled around, I just could barely move. And I decided, well, maybe I'd take myself to the walk-in clinic just to make sure that there's not something going on in my lungs that I'm not aware about. I don't need some antibiotics or whatever.
Right. Are those underlying issues?
Yeah, underlying stuff.
Hanging around.
Yeah, just to make sure everything's okay. Maybe there was something I could get that would make me okay to do the show last Sunday. And into the walk-in clinic I went, found out that I did officially have the flu. Of course, kind of knew that. But I also was a candidate for Tamiflu with the timing, and which is the antiviral. And, you know, I'm not big at taking drugs.
Nor am I.
And all of that sort of thing. But I really was hoping, well, maybe if I did that, I'd be okay the next day. So I did get the Tamiflu. So I've now had the Tamiflu experience. And I have to say that it definitely works in terms of knocking out the virus. It's kind of an interesting pattern you go through. Problem is, now the doctor told me, it didn't say so on the prescription, told me that you take it with breakfast and dinner, you do it twice a day for 5 days. And she said usually a pattern happens that once it kicks in, you'll start to feel better and the symptoms will start to go away. And then when you get ready, get close to the next dose, everything spikes again. And so that seemed to be very true, that the best time was like after the second dose of the day kicked in. So most of the time when you're sick, you know, things get worse at night, you feel
right.
worse. But if with the Tamiflu, it's kind of the opposite. So there was a couple of nights that, like 3 o'clock in the morning, I thought I was great.
No, well, that was going to be my next question, is were you able to sleep without interruption?
Well,
because sleep is a really great antidote to being sick.
Well, and by what I realized, of course, by later Saturday, that there was just no way I was going to have my wits about me to even think about doing the show. So that's where, thank goodness, Mike comes in saving the day and was able to, you know, quickly we switched out.
We have our contingency plans.
Yeah, yeah.
We can handle just about anything.
So ran an encore last week, and which was great to do because I was home in bed. And I have to say, there was like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like a 2 to 3 day period where I literally, if I had not had to take care of animals, I just couldn't get out of bed.
Right.
It was...
Well, and it could have been much worse. There are a lot of hospital beds being filled up right now with
folks
with
are.
The flu.
Certainly are.
In fact, my sister, who was in London over New Year's, brought back a different kind of a strain in the airplane. You know, they just recirculate the air. And she got the flu, and she ended up in the hospital with pneumonia.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was... She's reasonably healthy, so she didn't have a lot of those other issues. But still, it got so bad that she had to get admitted. And, boy, it would have to be near death to get me into a hospital, I'll tell you that. That's how strongly I feel about not being in hospitals. But anyhow,
well,
I digress.
Think we agree on that. But I'll tell you, then there was kind of a secondary complication, which you all need to be aware of if you decide to do the Tamiflu, the antiviral stuff. At this point, I don't know if I'd make that decision again. I'm actually even rethinking my attitude on flu shots at this point, because I certainly don't want to go through this again.
Right.
But the Tamiflu can really upset your stomach, and that's why the doctor told me to, you know, make sure you took it with food. But I did notice on the prescription it didn't say anything about taking it with food. Hmm. But I'll tell you, when you got the flu and you have zero appetite, that's not that easy to do.
Right.
And I do tend to have a sensitive stomach.
Yeah. And you want to stay hydrated during that time, too. And so if you're just doing fluids and you're taking some medication, you can get upset stomach or in a hurry. And I'm being kind there.
Right. Well, yeah. And so I had that kind of going on and off. But I took the last antiviral dose like Wednesday night, so I figured the stomach stuff would be over with. But then it just didn't get over with and kind of continued. So I finally, by yesterday, it's like, this is ridiculous because I've not been able to get back to work and, you know, I got to get into the studio and all of this. So I talked to the pharmacist again and found out that, yes, in fact, that the Tamiflu can create serious nausea and all that sort of thing, but it should have been over. So I've been kind of tap dancing to, you know, get my digestive system back in order after all of this, which is why I'm rethinking my attitude on flu vaccines and stuff, because like I said, I don't want to go through this again. It's been brutal, and I'm still on the mend. But so grateful to be here, and so glad that...
It makes you appreciate being well.
Oh, it certainly does. It certainly does, because it's not easy to be sick.
No, it sucks.
It does.
There's no other way to put it.
And it's really boring, because you don't feel well enough to do anything, and... I mean, other than, I was a little grateful for technology and my phone, because at least I could lay in bed and post stuff on Facebook here and there.
I'm a book guy. When I'm down, I get to my book pile. And actually, I feel better about that, because the book pile gets smaller.
Well, I found, too, that, well, I often will do that as well, but I was so weakened that it was hard to stay awake, you know, to read. And then you kind of doze off and you forget and all of it anyway. But I'm very, very grateful to be back and feeling better every day, which is great news. But I am just warning you, if you do come down with some of this flu stuff, don't be cavalier about it. Take care of yourself, and definitely staying hydrated is really important. And if you need to, you know, get the help you need being, you know, from, you know, whatever you do for help. Don't ignore it, because it can really come back and bite you big time.
You are correct. What's that old adage? Get plenty of sleep, drink fluids. You know, that helps. Do that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay inside. Don't don't go out and try to make have things get worse.
So, and the other nice thing, though, at least the weather is pretty decent right at the moment. We're kind of having a pretty calm winter at the moment.
Where things changed.
Yeah, it's supposed to be changing today. So that's
the weather patterns in general have changed, and what started out as a more of a typical northwest winter, we kind of flip flop with California. They got our weather, the rain, the moisture, and the coldness, and we got the drier weather because the jet stream slipped down. But the good news is the West Coast is rapidly recovering from drought. Washington State's in good shape. California's in the best shape they've been in a while, which is...
Yeah, they really needed the rain.
They were hurting for certain this time last year, but a lot of the reservoirs, particularly in Northern California, are at full capacity right now, which is no small feat. The issue down there is still Lake Mead. Lake Mead is down. It's scary to watch where the water levels are, and of course... So many people in agriculture depend on water from the Colorado there that they still need some work there. But there are shifting patterns here to where now they're talking about some drier conditions. So we may not see the rest of the so-called winter will be a little drier than normal, which is good.
Up here as well, because
our snowpack is fine.
We definitely have lots of snow on the mountains when you can see them. It's kind of interesting that it looks almost hazy today.
Yeah.
Looking over towards the Olympics, usually we can see them, but it's unusual in the winter not to be able to see them.
We've had some beautiful sunrises this morning, and it's getting lighter earlier. Yay!
And not getting dark quite so early in the afternoon. So that's a real bonus.
Made the turn.
And at least we didn't have to worry about it, you know, snow and, you know, freezing roads and stuff getting into the studio this week and so forth. So I'm pleased about that. I do understand, because we've been relatively dry recently, Isn't there a change coming in today? Aren't we expecting maybe a little bit of rain later today?
There's a chance of showers today, okay. But I think it's pretty slight. We've got a pretty thin cloud cover right now, so unless some stuff moves in, maybe this evening, and then it's going to be dry for a couple of days, and we should see some showers midweek or so.
But kind of to be grateful. And
but it was 50 degrees. It was 52 or 53 degrees yesterday, and at least in downtown. So that's kind of encouraging.
Yeah, really, really quite pretty. Now, of course, out in my neck of the woods, it's still, you go out, it looks beautiful, you go out in the sun, but it's still really cold. But you know, bless our neighbors to the south in Oregon, they've been taking the hit on all the snow and stuff, and it's kind of been bypassing us, which...
It's that jet stream. When it drops, we usually get more high pressure, and it moves all that stuff south. So Portland's been hit particularly hard here. They've got a couple weeks ago, they had some big snow, and it pretty much shut down the city, which is unusual, but that's right when you're on the margin like that, you know, things can be, you know, nothing on one side of the bridge and, you know, something off on the other side. So that's pretty much what they experienced down there.
Well, that reminds me, too, because it was a couple of weeks ago that they did get that big, huge snow. What, they got like a foot of snow? In some areas. At one time. And I did post on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook at the time a really cute video came out. And, you know, I'm not big about animals and zoos and so forth, but just a really great video of all the snow, I think, at the Portland Zoo, and the animals in the snow, and it's just some really great stuff. So if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and scroll down to a couple weeks ago, you'll find the video of the Oregon Zoo animals in the snow. There was a really great a polar bear that was absolutely, couldn't have been any happier, you know, rolling and playing in the snow. It was great. Now, I guess we need to complete the roundtable here, although in this main studio, just me and Mike today, but in the Moodlet studio across the glass, covering the bases for us today, Prescott is here. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. And hopefully feeling good?
Yeah.
But even if you get something, don't feel so good. Be sure you take care of yourself.
I actually was sick yesterday.
Were you?
Feeling better now.
Oh, excellent. Well, you know, I do kind of hear maybe a little something.
Yeah, I still got a little something.
A little something in your throat. Well, you take care of yourself, because it's nothing to mess around with.
Yeah.
And I just want to let everybody know that our associate producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is taking a little bit of time off. I'm sure that you know that she's been helping her husband recover from a traumatic brain injury, and man, that just really takes a toll. And she had reached another point where just needed some time to get caught up on stuff. So she is doing what she needs to take care of herself and her family, and she will be back joining us soon, we hope. But keep Kathy and her husband Eric in your prayers, that for a continued successful recovery and that all works out. And we hope to have her back in the saddle again soon. In the meantime, and as always these days, we've got Prescott covering the bases. And just so you know, today is going to be a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. That means that your phone calls are welcome and very much encouraged, because without you, I won't have much to do. So I'd love for you to give me a call. I'll be putting on my animal behavior therapist and trainer hat, and would be delighted to talk to you about your animal friends, any behavior training and healing questions that you might have, or any animal subject, any subject that has something to do with animals that you'd like to chat about. Today would be the day when we have time to talk about those things. I've got a number of things on my list to talk about, but phone calls take priority. So whenever you want to pick up phones and call in, please do. Let's see, I've got a little bit of follow up and some animal movie to talk about, and one post on Facebook. some animal TV, and then I promised a friend of and a longtime friend of Animal World who is having some trouble right now, and I'll explain all of that to you as well. But to start the show, as always, we do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. So I have, and because it's Sunday morning, we have a couple of little Saint Francis prayers to get us started, and then the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So we start out with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. So I'm ready to go, and you're welcome to join me if you like. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now, the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, this has been going on for quite some time now, and was put together by, international directors of the Ananda Institute, and it's an adaptation of Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer, and it's two affirmations that, you know, imagine that thousands of people all around the planet are doing these affirmations anywhere from 1 to 5 times a day. And of course, thought directs energy. It's got to be helping to balance the energy that's going on these days. If you want to participate at home, which I know many of you listeners are, the first affirmation you say for about a minute, and that's 10 to 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. The second affirmation you do 3 times. Here on the air, we do the radio version, which is each affirmation 3 times. You say them out loud if you're able to do that. I'm going to say them out loud here, and you're welcome to repeat them out loud with me if you like, silently in your head, if that is more suitable, or not at all, depending on how you feel about it. Alrighty, so we are going ahead with the first affirmation 3 times, and then the second affirmation. Here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then, we are official. So, we are going to take care of our advertisers here for the first time in this hour. And then as we continue, I've got a big announcement because there's something hot happening, something new happening tomorrow, and you are definitely going to know about it. And I will be participating. So, and you can join me. So I'm going to tell you all about that as soon as we continue. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and delighted that you're spending your Sunday morning with me here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And as we get rolling today, it is technically Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, so open phone lines throughout the show, and I would love to hear from you in any behavior training and healing questions you've got or any particular subject that has to do with animals that you'd like some airtime to talk about, then I'd love to hear from you about that as well. We did hear from our great advertisers, NuPro Supplements, and that's N-U-P-R-O, Supplements. They have great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and I am particularly fond of the NuPro Supplement for dogs, and I've been using a lot in my private practice, you know, behavior therapy practice with clients, because I run into a lot of situations where people are trying to get their dogs to eat regular meals, because dogs, of course, are feast and famine models. They're not grazers, and they're not intended to have food left out all day long and eat it, you know, hit and miss as they need it. And many times when they're spayed and neutered, they won't self-regulate. But when folks are just trying to feed straight dry food, it's not palatable enough for them to really get excited about it and gobble up their food. Well, that's where the NuPro supplement comes in, because it is so tasty. It's in a powdered form. You mix it in with your dog's food, a little cool water to stir it in, and it kind of makes a little gravy because it's got desiccated liver in it. And I'll tell you what, it has been an absolute blessing to get dogs excited about their meals and gobbling their food down as their digestive systems appreciate. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. Also, I want to especially thank Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon, our harmonic energy shifters, and their wonderful setup in Seattle. I have to say that I am so grateful for their support through this whole flu process, because I heaven only knows how I would be without them, because they really helped move a lot of this stuff out for me. And of course, they can work with you in person in their office in Greenwood at the Whispering Dragon Center, or they can work with you remotely. And sometimes their remote sessions are more powerful than the in-person sessions. Kind of depends on what's going on. But check them out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and you can give them a call at 206-706-2836. All righty then. I promised you, first of all, an announcement here about something big starting tomorrow. And those of you that have been listening to me for a long time no doubt know my friend Krista Gibson, who is the editor and publisher of the New Spirit Journal and has been for many years. I spent, about 10 years or so writing a regular column, Our Animal Friends, for the New Spirit Journal. It is now an online newspaper, newspiritjournal.com. Well, Krista's got a new gig going on. She's starting internet TV. Tomorrow will be her first show. Now, it is on sharewisdom.tv. And Krista is starting a brand new show called, it's called Keeping It Real with Krista Gibson. It will air on Mondays live from noon to 1 p.m. And guess what? I am just delightfully honored to be her first guest on the show tomorrow. So that's going to be really exciting. Now here's a little write-up she did for me. And here we go. It says, "You've listened to Martha for years. Now hear and see her on the new online TV show, Keeping It Real, with host Krista Gibson. Tune in at sharewisdom.tv January 30th at noon Pacific time, when Martha and Krista will talk about the basics of raising a happy puppy that also makes you happy. Some folks got cute little puppies for Christmas, and now a month later, the cuteness is wearing off as the little one chews, pees, poops, whines, and barks. This is when some people throw up their hands and take the little one to the animal shelter or give it away. Even if your dog is an older model, these basic puppy tips from Martha can set you and your puppy along the path to a successful relationship. Watch live using your computer, tablet, phone, or tune in later and watch the program on demand or listen as an iTunes or Spreaker podcast." So, delighted to say that happens tomorrow. You got to tune in noon, sharewisdom.tv, to join Krista for Keeping It Real and me. And then she's got some great astrological stuff going on. The astrologer that does the weekly astrology for the New Spirit Journal, Mark Dodich, I believe, is going to be on as well tomorrow. So should be a fun show, and I'm really looking forward to it, so I hope you will join us. All righty then. Now, next item up is to let you know that sometime during the show today, we will be doing the Missing Link giveaway. Missing Link being a great supplement for pretty much anything in an animal suit. We've got three formulas for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian blend you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters, for chickens and poultry and birds. We give all of those versions away on the air. So at some point during the show today, I will tell you it's time for the Missing Link giveaway and give you a Missing Link word or phrase of the day. And you then are going to call in and talk to Prescott and let them know what version of Missing Link you'd like sent right to your door. Now, I will let you know when it's time to call in. And being as that boy, phone is already ringing. I will give you numbers in a moment. But there's another thing I wanted to mention related to the Missing Link giveaway. In the last couple weeks or so, since I've been in the studio, I had an interesting experience. You may not be aware of it, but sometime in the last couple of years, a new Walmart store was built in Monroe. I have never really been a Walmart shopper, and I hadn't been in the store before. And there was something on my animal list that I needed, and someone mentioned to me that they thought they had seen them at Walmart. So I thought, well, I might as well finally cruise by and check out the store. And I was looking for a particular item for animals, and so I went to the pet section. And oh my gosh, it was an incredible awakening. Because the first thing that I was aware of when I got back to the pet section was the tons and tons of dog food. Two particular brands, big 50-pound bags, and stacks of it. And I'm just going to be real honest with you, it's Purina Dog Chow and Old Roy. I didn't even know that Old Roy still existed. But I had to, and pretty cheap as far as dog foods go these days. I think a 50-pound bag of these foods was like $22 to $23. And so I can certainly understand why people buy this food for, I'm sure, many families. It's all they can afford. But when I turned these bags over and looked at the ingredients level, you know, I just almost got sick right there in the store. I just can't tell you how bad the quality of these foods are. They are pretty much, the ingredients label are very similar on both of these foods. They are pretty much all corn. And then the worst of the worst in terms of rendering and poor quality ingredients. Meat and bone meal, a big part of both foods. And when the meat is not identified and on the label it says generic meat and bone meal, what that means is that ingredient is a rendered product, which means it's all the junk that they can't do anything else with and can even be euthanized dogs and cats, sometimes thrown in the pot with their collars and tags still on them, flea collars and all that sort of thing. There's often euthanasia formula in these rendered meals that come from rendering. And then the only form of real protein is a byproduct, you know, byproduct meal, which is also not good and is often rendered. So my point in this is, you know, if it's the best that you can do, well, so be it. I can understand that. But these types of really poor quality foods are the reason that Missing Link was created. Because when I say it is designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed food, that's exactly what it's for. So if you're having to feed due to budgetary issues, these low-quality, really poor quality foods, splurge a little bit, because it's not that expensive, and get some Missing Link. And certainly you can any week call in here to Animal World and win a free bag that we'll send right to your door. But it really, really helps cover the bases and cover that gap in terms of there being anything of quality in your dog friend's diet. So I strongly encourage if you have to buy grocery store foods for your dogs, if you have to do the Walmart thing and feed these really poor quality foods, at least add in the Missing Link, because that makes such a huge difference, and your animal will be so much better off for it. Okay, so off that soapbox, and I have some more general things to cover, but We do have a caller, and so I think we need to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. Stay on schedule. And then, Jackie, I'll have plenty of time to chat with you. We'll get to the other subject at hand as time allows. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Going to the phone next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, January 29th at 2 p.m., we are jazzed to have naturopath Todd Humphrey back to the show. He's a popular guest, and we love having him on. We are happy to be back home on Sundays. Don't forget the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.
Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh, golly, look at that. We're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you did hear us talking about the great Northwest School of Animal Massage over on Vashon Island. Check them out at nwsam.com. They've just got great, great classes, and you can go over to the campus and experience great classes there. They also, if you know, are kind of like the place to go to if you want to start doing animal massage, especially on a professional level. And you don't necessarily have to be in this area or be able to go to Vashon right away, because they've got great distance learning programs. They have campuses all over the world now in different locations, and you can do most of your study at home online and then just go to the location that's best for you to get your certification and so forth. So check them out at nwsam.com. And then, of course, also check out our great Healing Your Animal expert, Vicki Draper. She's got a free class coming up in Kirkland, I believe, first week of February. I'll tell you about that when we get to current events. But if you would like to take advantage of her services, and know you can find her at the Animal Healing Center in Redmond now, a day or two a week, and so you can see her in person there. So her phone number, if you need to get a hold of Vicki, is 425-785-4232. 425-785-4232. And speaking of that, we would love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. If You don't have to be advertising something that has to do with animals as long as you do something really good for animals, humans, or this planet we live on. We would love to make you part of our family, and got even a better deal than the little ad that ran during the break. Because ordinarily our best deal is buy one, get one free, and for $45 a week you can have two ads on the air and links on the website and interview and that kind of stuff. But we've got a new advertiser special going on right now, and as little as $26 a week you can have an ad on the show, so you can hardly afford not to do that. So check us out, and if you are interested in advertising, you can shoot me an email. And by the way, you can use this email address while we're doing the show today, too, if you need to get me an email here in the studio, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or you can give me a call at the office at 360-217-7258. Would love to hear from you and have you join the family. Alrighty, let me give you phone numbers because phone lines are open, and I'd love to hear from you about your animal friends. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and I'd love to answer your questions, or if there's a topic, animal topic, on your mind that you'd like to speak about, today would be the day. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. So pick up your phones if you're ready to chat, or plan to do that as the show goes on, because Prescott and I need something to do. Yeah, Prescott's thumbs up. Alrighty, so let's take our first phone call of the day. We're heading over to Sammamish, and welcome Jackie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Thank you. Hi, Martha. This is about the third time in maybe 15 years that I've talked to you. So glad.
Well, bless your heart for being around and listening for all those years.
Oh, you've given some very valuable information. So I appreciate it, and I love your show.
Well, thank you. So what's going on this time?
Well, the situation is we were a household of three dachshunds, and the alpha male has passed.
Ah.
We were looking for another pet because one of our long-haired dachshunds is 15 and one is 6. And we wanted to get a playmate for the 6-year-old, and knowing that the 15-year-old's time on this earth is a little bit limited.
Right.
And it turned out, without paying much attention to breeds as to what got along with what, or behavior and energy levels, we rescued what we believe is a Chihuahua Minpin.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you don't get much time to know personalities when you rescue a dog. You just don't. And histories aren't always told in, you know, in their, you know, completion. But she was a very smart dog. She got on wonderful in the meet and greet.
So she's a spayed female?
She's a spayed female.
Do we know how old she is?
She's about 6 to 7, the same age as my Mellow Murphy, we call him.
Okay, and what is her name?
Her name is Bella.
Bella, okay.
Her name is Bella.
All right, now let me get a little bit more bright. And then we've got the two remaining doxies.
Yes.
And the 15-year-old, what's that one's name?
She is Penny, and she's kind of oblivious to everybody. She's a happy-go-lucky, doesn't care who's in the house, what dogs where, so she just kind of does her own thing.
All right, and what about the 6-year-old?
It's Mellow Murphy. He is just the kindest, gentlest soul, a very, very easygoing nurturer, goes and cleans every dog to head to toe. He's just a gentle soul, but gaining weight, needed a playmate to move a little more, few other things.
Okay, so that's where Bella comes in, and she's kind of the Chihuahua Minpin.
Yeah.
And about the same age as Mellow Murphy.
Exactly. And she's more Minpin, according to the vet. She just sees a little Chihuahua through the face.
Okay.
But she is very, very smart. She's very, very sweet. But as time has gone on, she's showed some dominance issues. And, of course, Murphy is so mellow.
So how long ago did you get her?
We've had her now just over 3 weeks. We're probably into our fourth.
Okay.
The behavior started to change at just after 2 weeks. Of course, you know, she's feeling like this is home.
Yeah, okay, and let's stop there for a minute, because they sure. take advantage when we're doing a call like this to cover as many bases as possible.
Sure,
a lot
sure.
of times one thing folks don't realize when you adopt an animal, you know, out of a rescue situation or whatever, there can be a period that we, you know, from the behavior world would call a honeymoon period.
Oh, exactly.
And that's when you bring them home. They aren't always showing you their real selves.
Exactly.
Because because it's a new place, you know, a whole new situation, and it's all different. Their impulses can be suppressed because of that. And
exactly.
I always tell folks that the honeymoon period can last anywhere from a few minutes up to 6 weeks. And the average time is about 2 weeks.
Right.
And then you start to see the more real behavior. So it sounds like our Miss Bella kind of fell in. You did have a little honeymoon period. Maybe it sounds like it lasted a couple of weeks. And then
yeah.
her behavior started to shift a little bit.
Well, what happened is all along she has poked and prodded Murphy to get him to play, which is just adorable because it does eventually get him moving. But she doesn't quit. But again, it's okay because he's a bit of a slug and it does get him going. Well, it seems to become a little more forceful and a little more dominant behavior as time has gone on. It sometimes will turn into a fight. About twice now, the whole play with me thing has turned into a rather fierce fight, and I don't know what changed over from play to fight. She has a touch of the guarding that a lot of dogs will do, like when they're on your lap. So what we had done, or I have done, just from past, is I immediately would put her down, pick up Murphy, pat him a little bit, and then allow Bella back up on my lap with Murphy up there, and there would be no guarding, no problems whatsoever. In doing that and trying to choose Murphy over her to kind of tamper down her dominance a little bit, it's almost like she's sort of, if I could say, taking it out on Murphy.
Uh-huh.
She now sort of herds him away from us. You know, so I guess, is my favoring Murphy exacerbating that? Am I doing the right thing?
Well, you know, there's a lot of gray area involved when it comes to dogs and relationships and so forth. But,
right.
you know, the bottom line is that dogs are pack animals and work on a pecking order system. And
exactly.
life is not fair in the dog
mm-hmm.
world. So a lot of people will get in trouble, especially bringing a new dog in, is because we try to treat everybody fair and equal. And that's not the way it works in the dog world. So when, you know, the basic question was, am I doing wrong at favoring Murphy? Well, not really, because technically your pecking order ought to be, you know, Penny, you know, the older dog,
right.
as number one, gets the respect, then Murphy, because he's already there, number two, and then Miss Bella would come in as number three. Obviously,
that's
you know,
right.
she's not eager to accept that role.
Exactly.
And, you know, would like to be higher in the pecking order. Now, it is unusual to see the male and female fighting, and that's not good.
Yeah.
Because we don't like to see that, because it really is very not normal. It's much more normal to have, you know, two males fighting or two females fighting, but a male-female is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, what I typically, one basic plan that I use is kind of a little doggy boot camp and no free lunch program. So that when you bring a new dog into the group, the rest of the dogs, everybody goes on what I call no free lunches or earning privileges, little doggy boot camp. Now, Penny probably wouldn't fall into needing to be part of this.
No, she's off in her own world.
But with Murphy and with Bella, kind of what you do is make life tough when it's just one-on-one with them. Because, you know, a lot of times what we do is try to make it up to each dog when the other one isn't around. So we'll love on Murphy, and then when he's not around, we'll love on Bella, and vice versa. Well, what dogs do with that, their simple minds say, gee, when it's just me, I get all the attention. But whenever that other dog comes around, I don't get as much, so I don't want that dog around.
Okay?
So what you have to do is kind of flip that on them. And so you make life a little tough when it's just one-on-one. So either of those dogs come to you for attention, you don't just give them attention. You make them respond to a simple command. If they want touches and pets, then ask for a sit. When they sit, you give them 3 to 5 seconds of happy, upbeat attention, and then cut them off. If they want more attention, then they've got to respond to another command. They've got to sit again if they stood up, or lay down, or shake hands, or sit. You know, any little simple command works. And 3 to 5 seconds, then you cut them off. And then you add another rule, and that is whenever the other dog comes around, the one that's earning attention gets it for free. So you might have Murphy earning privileges, earning attention, and Bella comes over. You'd say, oh boy, good friends you two, and you'd pet both of them. If Bella walks off, then you'd cut off Murphy too. So if Bella is earning privileges and Murphy comes over, oh boy, here comes Murphy. Good friends, you guys. You pet both of them. Murphy walks away, you cut off Bella. See, so what happens then is they have a little attitude change. And it's kind of like, holy moly, life is the pits and it's really tough whenever it's just me. But whenever that dumb Murphy comes over, Mom tells me I'm wonderful. I get lots of attention. Hey, Murphy, come hang out with me more often.
Yeah. Okay?
So that little principle can work wonders in improving the way they feel about each other. Now, but I think you need some extra clout to kind of do some little rank busting with that Miss Bella.
Right.
And you know, Minpins can be tough to deal with. They often are big barkers and they can be on the stubborn side to control. I mean, they're cute, but
she's extremely smart, and mm-hmm. she listens almost immediately or within seconds to a first command. So she's ready to learn and to be trained. So very, very smart dog.
Right. So you really want her in major boot camp, and then she gets more attention when Murphy's around than when he's not.
Now, would that apply to when I have to do a lot of sitting because I'm on a medication that makes me a little drowsy. So I sit in a recliner, and they both want up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been letting Murphy up first because that doesn't cause a problem. And then I allow Bella up right away, and they're face-to-face. I mean, they're inches away from each other, and there's no problem.
Yeah, so that if it that falls into if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think that's good.
You let
Murphy up and Bella second. Then you're going to need to be kind of supervising them. And if you see them coming together, you know, close together, then you want to verbally start talking to them. And good friends, you two, be gentle with each other and good friends. And if she starts to cross the line in terms of bossy behavior, you need to shut that down. And there would be several ways to do that. The behavior modification route would be using a timeout. And to do timeout, you need a place to put her.
Right.
Like a crate. You can use a bathroom. Someplace you can separate her away from the pack. Then you also might need a correction. So my favorite little correction tool And I'm just going to talk to you here because we're just about done with this
okay.
first hour. So hopefully you can hold on and I can carry you over.
Okay.
But I use a sound interruption / negative association. I call it a shake can. And you need an empty aluminum can, like, you know, a soda can. And
mm-hmm.
you put 50 pennies in it and then duct tape on the top.
Ah.
And that's your shake can. So you need and then so you need to be prepared to do a timeout if that's more appropriate, or you can use the shake can. You can also use, if you want to avoid the sound, you can use a spray mister bottle with water in it, you know, to kind of poof mm-hmm. them in the face. Most dogs mm-hmm. don't like to be poofed with water. If they say, oh boy, I love water, do it again, then you put vinegar in the water. Three quarters water, one quarter white vinegar. Okay, so we are going to, Jackie, put you on hold.
Okay.
We're going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and then we'll come back to you and finish up on all this doggy protocol, okay? All righty, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More behavior training and healing Sunday with me right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.